This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. Matt, it's mock draft time.
All right. We haven't done one in a little bit.
We haven't done one.
Almost a week.
Yeah, almost a week. So it's I'm running this, of course, through the ProFootballNet.com or ProFootballNetwork.com mock drafter.
Well, have you been keeping up with them over the...
I have.
Yeah.
And they've been adjusting their guys based off the Senior Bowl and
they
those
do a
kind
good
of
job
things.
With it, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got the mock draft. Of course, Steelers picking 24th. We'll find out. Remember as well, we're going to get some compensatory picks added to this.
Sure,
at some
it only
point.
Gets better.
Yeah,
in terms of trade stuff.
I actually did a draft, some drafts over the weekend on the NFL. I can't remember the name of the
a different mock.
And they added in the
there's compensatory. A couple of them out there.
They added in the compensatories.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
I wonder when that actually. If I was in charge of the website, I mean, I want them to actually be official before I'm throwing them in there.
Yeah, but you have a pretty good idea. That was off of the Draft Network. Theirs adds in the compensatories.
Okay. So. And what did the Steelers get, a 4 and a 6?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. We think we're pretty solid.
I didn't even know they were going to do that. I was going through the draft, and all of a sudden I had a second, fourth round pick. I'm like, oh, hey, that's nice.
That is useful.
Yeah. So maybe you could put a little bug in somebody's ear and say, hey, why don't you guys...
I could.
You guys need to add those compensatory picks in there. That information is out there, what everybody thinks you're... You know, you just say it's estimated.
I'll do that tonight.
Yeah.
The more and more... maybe I'll get away from this. I think there's three really good running backs in this draft. Two of them fit the Steelers. I think there's, what, four or five centers?
Yeah,
four,
really.
That we think can be starters. And I think there's probably, I don't have this list in front of me, but there's probably a dozen tackles, give or take, that I'd be really comfortable with bringing in as projections. And, you know, one of them's Penei Sewell, who they're not going to get, obviously.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But I really think the goal is to hit all three of those things, which isn't going to be easy, but it's not all that difficult either.
No, I agree.
It's possible.
Yeah, I agree. So we're on the clock here. We have two trade offers.
All right.
Do we want to do one without making any trades, just to give people an idea of what that looks like? Because you just talked about what the needs are.
We haven't done that. So let's do a non-trade one. We'll just deny everything.
We're not going to make any trade. We're just going to reject,
because you can also
fall
in a trap of trading too much on these,
which
is fun, but I'm not sure it's super realistic either. You know, teams don't trade down as often as we do and load up on next year picks and get what they want. So let's just not do one.
Okay, but here are the trade offers we had at 24. We'll just talk about
them. We'll listen about it,
New York Giants were offering 42-76, and there's 2022 second-round draft pick for 24 and 141.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Like that, the Bills were offering pick 30 and their 2022 second-round draft pick to move up to 24.
I mean, that's a late second probably. If you only move down six spots, you get a second-round pick, and you might be in the market for a quarterback. That doesn't sound horrible either.
Both of those would be attractive.
They would.
Yeah, but we're going to reject them.
Okay.
So we're going to sit here at 24, and we're going to make the pick. So here's who's available. Christian Barrymore.
Okay. I don't think they can go that way.
No, but...
You're talking about Barmore.
Barmore,
yeah. He's a really good player.
Yeah. Najee Harris.
I'm intrigued.
Azeez Ojulari.
He's really gaining steam. He's a good edge guy.
Alex Leatherwood.
He would fit the bill. He's one of my dozen for sure.
Melifuanu, from the cornerback from Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Tevin Jenkins, Joseph Osai, from the edge out of Texas. Rashad Bateman. I'm just going to look at offensive players here. We're taking an offensive player.
It's going to be a lineman or Harris.
So you got Harris still there. You got Leatherwood, Tevin Jenkins, Rashad Bateman, the receiver. Mac Jones still there. Jalen Mayfield still there. Pat Freiermuth. The tight end out of
Penn
State.
Back to what I said originally, though, I think especially if we're not going to trade, these three picks have to be back center tackle.
Yeah. Do we pull the trigger and do we like either Leatherwood or Jenkins or Mayfield enough to pass on the running back here?
I don't think.
I don't think so either in that scenario.
If we know we're not trading back, boy, this would be a good draft to trade back, though, and go to 30 because one of those four would probably still be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Plus, all four center prospects are still on the board.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But if we get the back and we're not trading back, and that's our rules, scratch that off the list. He's a good one.
Maybe we don't need to worry. We don't even need to worry about drafting another running back for the next 3 years.
Said there's only two.
Yeah.
And if we're going to get one of those two, we've
used picks on running backs in the past. We don't. Mm-hmm. We won't need to pick another running back for the next 3 years.
That's the plan, yeah. Assuming this dude hits. Right.
All right. So Najee Harris is the pick.
Okay.
And now we wait, and we're down to pick 55, and we got two offers for that. The Vikings are on the clock. They want to give us 78 and 90 for 55 in our 2022 seventh-round draft pick. That one's not so attractive.
Not super great.
The 49ers want to give us 102 and 117 in their 2022 second-round draft pick, which, okay.
Could be high, but right.
For 55 and 128. I'm rejecting both of those.
Right, right.
And we are on the clock. So the players available here on offense, that's where we're heading. Landon Dickerson.
He's one of the centers and probably my favorite one.
But there's some injury concerns.
Yeah, and say I'm going to just play.
And just to go through this a little bit here, it's probably a good thing that we went ahead and picked a running back because the other running back that we would look at, Javonte Williams, went 47th.
Did he?
Yeah.
And I'm sure ATN's gone.
ATN was gone before we even picked him.
Okay, he was earlier.
And the offensive tackles that we would have looked at, Mayfield went 35th. To the Falcons.
He's not going to last.
Tevin Jenkins went 31st to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Freiermuth actually went 29th to the Packers. And Leatherwood went to the Browns at 26.
I don't know if they would pick him, but...
Well, I mean, if you want to move him to guard.
Yeah. We act a line.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of those guys are going to be in the second-round mix of the Steelers. Yeah. Creed Humphrey. Javonte Williams has a chance to be.
Yeah, Creed Humphrey went at 46 to the Patriots.
Not knowing what's on the board, it's going to be really hard for me to pass on Dickerson.
Well, Dickerson's still available. Josh Myers still available. Quinn Miner's still available. Okay. Those are the other three centers.
They're three of the four.
Yeah. The offensive tackle's still available. Liam Eichenberg, Dylan Raddins, Spencer Brown, Walker Little, Jackson Carman, Adrian Ealy, Brady Christensen out of BYU, and James Hudson out of Cincinnati.
Okay. Christensen and the name you mentioned before him, which I don't remember.
Ealy.
I'm not sure I've... fit my bill of the dozen or so. The others are still out there. I would lean towards center over that group, although there's some intriguing tackles that are there. I just think Dickerson has a chance to be one of the best centers in the league and the next in line of Steeler great ones. Nasty, and I love his demeanor, toughness that I think this team could use, especially short yardage.
He has suffered. He had a previous torn ACL.
Yeah, my docs have to be real sure.
I'm not sure what this latest injury is that caused him to miss the national championship game. It may have just because I just saw a knee injury, and everywhere I've looked, I've searched for this. You know, what was the actual injury, and I've seen it nowhere. He had the surgery and then went out and took a couple of snaps.
So it tells me
that it wasn't an ACL because you wouldn't do that if the guy had an ACL. So maybe it was an MCL sprain, something like that.
That's a good point. Everyone just knew he was out for the national championship,
right.
So they think he's done for the year.
And they said knee injury, so you assume that it's an ACL. That might not have been a case. Could have been just, you know, some needed a clean up there, a meniscus or something like that.
He just knew he was missing the game 2 weeks from then.
Yeah, but your docs definitely have to check him out.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course, we'll get some more information on him, but it won't be a normal year where he failed all his physicals, the combine type of thing. You know, we won't know, but I think he's my pick here.
Yeah, I think so as well. So Dickerson, so we go double Alabama there.
And there'll be roommates and friends, and we like that.
Yeah.
Right.
We're back on the clock here. Oh, we just missed out on Jackson.
Dickerson between DeCastro and Doc. So the triple D's in the middle. Boom.
You might not be so happy when you see who went here right before our picks, but all right, so we're back up on the clock here. The Browns are making us an offer. We reject that.
Yeah.
But we
lose some tackles off the board here.
Liam Eichenberg went at 82.
Wow, I'd have been shocked if he'd have made it, though.
Jackson Carman went at 86. Hunter Long, the tight end at Boston College, would have been a nice fit. Went at 84.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those guys would have really fit in there real well. Radnews went at 73. Spencer Brown went at 72.
He's a good project.
Yeah. So at 87, we're sitting here. And if we're looking at offensive players still, Demetric Felton on the clock.
He'd be a nice addition.
But we've already taken our
running back.
Dwayne Eskridge still available. Elijah Moore still available.
Like both those guys.
Dyami Brown still available.
Okay.
Just some guys there that...
Yeah, right. They're intriguing. You'd love to have them on the team.
Kenneth Gamewell, the running back out of Memphis.
Can't do that.
We can't do that. Tommy Tremble, the tight end out of Notre Dame, is still available.
Fair enough. Any tackles?
The top tackles available are Ely, Christensen, Hudson.
Hudson's really intriguing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of fell in love with him at the Senior Bowl just because, especially for the Steelers, if Banner and Chooks are the tackles and I can bring him along slow... Kind of like you did with Chooks as a sixth guy, former D lineman.
But it's a bit of a projection.
It is a bit of a projection. Yeah. I mean, you're trusting the new O-line coach to do his job here, you know?
Yeah.
That would be my pick, though.
I'm just looking up here.
Athletic project tackles aren't cheap.
They are not. And
with a high upside like that.
He's probably should be the pick just because of that those intangibles. But, man, that's you see what you miss out on.
Right.
Not being able
to move on the board like an Eskridge or somebody that would help you immediately. I mean, even if we were to move down, maybe we would have taken Felton and just added another weapon to the offense or one of those receivers.
Because really, after these guys, those three guys, it falls off pretty heavily.
Now we're in trouble, right? Yeah. I mean, not being able to move hurts us. But we would have had the compensatory pick floating around there, too.
All right, so Hudson's the pick, and now we got to wait again.
But we... Our original goal, which isn't super sexy and fun, we hit all four of the marks we were looking for at those three positions.
We did. So now we're up again here with pick 128.
Harris running behind Dickerson. You might have a running game all of a sudden.
We got to look at the defensive side of things now, or we got to look at – we'll see who's available.
Pass catchers would also be intriguing.
At wide receiver, that's fallen off here. You've got Austin Watkins out of UAB.
Mm-hmm.
Kay Johnson out of South Dakota State.
I like
State.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, Wap Filer out of Indiana. Sage Surratt out of Wake Forest. Daz Newsom out of North Carolina.
They're okay.
Johnson's probably the one I like the best. So that's tight ends. Tight ends has been pretty well picked over. You got Trey McKitty. You got Quentin Morris out of Bowling Green, who just had an awful Senior Bowl. Nick Eubanks out of Michigan. Kerry Angeline out of North Carolina State is a guy that is a combo blocker type. But I think you can get him later.
Yeah, I would like a little more upside with this pick.
I want to look at linebacker.
Yeah, somebody that can run.
So the top guy available to me, the two guys. You got Monty Rice out of Georgia. You got Garrett Wallow out of TCU.
You've brought him up a couple times. Do you think he's worth this pick? I mean, he's the...
It's debatable with him and Rice. I mean, I think they're very comparable players. Rice has a little more pedigree coming out of Georgia.
They both can run. Yeah. I don't have a problem with either. And this would pretty much ensure that Vince Williams wouldn't be back, probably. Helps for special teams in the meantime.
Yeah.
You know, you can live with Spillane next to Bush on opening day. And this guy... You're hoping goes past him.
Yeah, Tony Fields there available from West Virginia. He's small though. I mean, he's one of these 220-pound guys. The edge guy is still available. Peyton Turner out of Houston.
Sort of interesting.
Yeah, Chauncey Golston out of Iowa. Daylon Hayes out of Notre Dame.
Yeah, kind of like
him. Shaka Tony out of Penn State. William Bradley King. So there's some guys there that
Tony lasts in this more than I think he might in the real world.
Yeah,
but who knows?
Defensive tackles because we could use one of those.
Yeah.
Ogundeje out of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. He's more of an edge.
He's more of an edge to me, too, yeah.
Jalen Twyman out of Pitt. Marvin Wilson out of...
I don't think Twyman's a pure
Steeler type. He's like 280 pounds.
Yeah.
He's more of a 4'3". Marvin Wilson, though, out of Florida State is a...
There's a lot of talent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can light a fire under him and get it out of him, or he could wash out, I think I'd go linebacker with this crew.
Yeah. Then you're looking at LeBrian Ray or Mustafa Johnson. I kind of like Mustafa Johnson later.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have a problem with that either.
Which one do you like better, Rice or Wallow?
Probably Rice.
Yeah. Okay, so Monty Rice is the pick. We got another one coming right up here. So we're at 141.
And that's even without the comp pick. So.
That's without the comps, yeah. So now we've got our pick here. Do we go with the edge? Do we go with the defensive tackle?
I wouldn't object to the wideout.
We haven't looked at cornerbacks either.
Corners should be in the mix.
Yeah. You got Paulson Adebo out of Stanford.
That's interesting. I mean, size and, yeah.
This is an interesting name. Demomador Lenore out of Oregon. More of a slot type guy.
Yeah. That's not bad considering where
Kerry Vincent's still there from LSU too.
Okay. Lenore might be my pick here.
Lenore's pretty solid there.
He is.
Yeah.
I like the North Dakota State receiver too.
Let's see if he's still available.
Those tight ends didn't have me do jumping jacks.
He is gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
You wanna go Lenore?
Let's go Lenore. I kinda like that pick.
Again, this is Comp neighborhood too. We'd have another one in this neck of the woods.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so I'm
you don't
go...
want to ignore corner too many years in a row.
No, so I think Lenore's a solid.
You don't want to get old there all of a sudden.
I think Lenore's a solid pick there.
Yeah. My hunch is they will draft a corner.
At some point, yeah. It just won't be high.
It won't be on day one or two probably, yeah. But I think they will draft a corner.
Oh, we get down to 217 here with our pick. And my man, the Oklahoma kid, was still there, but I like him too. But
yeah.
I did a mock over the weekend, and Brian Mills out of North Carolina Central. Have you looked at him at all?
No, I don't know that name.
He's like one of these 6'2", 185, 190-pound cornerbacks with some ball skills.
Okay.
Kind of like him.
Project isn't a bad move for them at that position either. Yeah. Kind of like tackle.
At the edge position right now, you got Chris Rumpf, Jonathan Cooper, Malik Herring, Wyatt Hubert, Teron Jackson.
That's taken Cooper before.
Yeah. At defensive tackle, my man Mustafa Johnson is there.
I kind of like that.
For the people who
These sixth, seventh round defensive linemen they've been thrown, and it'd be nice to bring in someone with a little more pedigree than Davis and Bugs.
Yeah. And the thing about Mustafa John is 6'2", 290.
Mm-hmm.
So he's big enough that maybe you could play him at the nose a little.
Maybe.
Say he can eat a couple sandwiches. But he's got some Hargrave-like skills there. He had 12 sacks a couple of years
ago. So he's productive and disruptive. And just calling him a nose, he doesn't look like Joel Steed.
He reminds me a little bit of what they do with Tyson Alualu. Because Alualu's not the – they play him at end, and he's 6'2", 6'3".
He lines up inside, but that doesn't mean
But this guy can rush the passer a little bit.
That's the thing. If you can just rotate him in that way and bring him along –
And he's got a high motor. He's a high motor guy. It's tough to find the guys with the high motors at these defensive tackle positions.
I bet 6'2 doesn't thrill them.
Maybe not, but
but they need another one.
Yeah,
and he could impact.
The other thing that you could do there again, and we've drafted this guy before, is take Chris Tonga out of BYU.
Yeah, it seems a little early.
Make him your nose, but. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that they necessarily
want. They may not want that player period on their roster anymore. They don't have any. I mean, they kind of are telling us the answer to that.
So I think it has to be an edge just to look at the offense. The wide receiver is still available. You got Dez Fitzpatrick, Brennan Eagles out of Texas, Jalen Camp, Trey Walker out of San Jose State, Jonathan Adams.
I'd like to add a receiver, but
this one's here's one that's interesting to me. I took him over the weekend in a mock draft. I did a mock draft for DKPittsburghSports.com. Racy McMath out of LSU.
Okay.
He's at LSU.
Right.
And so he's consistently their third or fourth wide receiver. But he was he only got like 49 targets in three seasons.
Wish he was like at the combine.
He caught like 35 of them, but he's 6'2", 220.
I'm sure he has ability.
And he starred on special teams for them.
Now you're talking my language. That's interesting.
I think
they need a slot more than that style, but just bring in a guy.
Bring in a body, you can find slots.
Yeah, you can find slots. And if he's active on game day because of being able to tackle on special teams – Then you get another crack.
Here's the thing. You're not going to want, with Juju leaves, Chase Claypool ain't playing any more special teams.
That's a good point, right?
I mean,
and he's good at it.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that pick.
Do you want to do that, or you want to take the defensive tackle here first?
Let's take the defensive tackle.
I think if we miss out on the receiver, so be it, we'll find somebody else.
Right. But he'll be maybe the top of the list for the next pick.
Yeah. Okay, let's take Mustafa Johnson.
Yes, I agree.
And we got a pick here at 225 again in the sixth round, so we're okay here. So if we want to go
a receiver edge. With ability that can help on special teams is intriguing.
Yeah, at edge you still have Rumpf, Herring, Hubert, Teron Jackson. There's still some guys there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those guys don't fit. Some of those guys are
Rumpf's little,
and Herring's 280 pounds, so he doesn't fit.
That's not what they need.
They
could use an edge. I mean, there's a lot of things they could use. They could use a tight end. They could use another receiver. I mean, there's a lot of things they could use.
You want to take McMath here?
Yeah.
All right. Racy McMath is the pick.
I'm going to watch him.
It's a great name, too.
Yeah, Racy. That's a good one.
Okay, so we got our final pick here. The tight end position is picked over.
Yeah,
we miss out there. Unless you,
I know you're not going to get a lot in the seventh round, no matter what. But throwing seventh round tight ends at the board isn't really a great payoff.
There's not much. You're hoping to get a future.
You're hoping
two
to
or three
bump Gentry off the list,
which isn't a bad.
Which is, has some value, but okay.
Offensive tackles pretty picked over. We didn't take a guard.
It wouldn't kill me to take a guard because you can get a seventh round guard who's tough and nasty and moves a pile and. Throw one more lineman in the room and see what happens.
Tommy Kramer out of Notre Dame available with that.
I think I'd take him.
He's not bad at the center. Michael Manet out of Penn State at the center position.
How many of these guys you could teach to play center or at least have in their life. I don't know that answer as we sit here in the middle of February.
Yeah.
But we will closer to the draft. That would be appealing to me. Especially after taking Dickerson, who has an injury history.
That's the thing. Because
if I can not have Haas on my lineup in my roster because of one of these guys that can play center and center and guard.
I'm looking here at the Draft Network's rankings. They have Tommy Kramer ranked 149.
I said Kramer's pretty good. I was kind of shocked you said that name, to be honest. I might just cash that in and say thanks.
Yeah, I mean he's got a chance to be something.
Mm-hmm. Astros not going to play forever,
right?
If Dotson
moves into the starting lineup, you need another guy to back him.
I think that's a pick.
I like that as well.
I mean, if you draft him in the seventh round, you have him for the next 4 years. He might take DeCastro's spot in three.
Right.
You just don't know. If DeCastro's a down year and he's a depth guy anyway.
And you've taken offensive linemen at all three spots here.
Right.
And that's not a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's not like you'd be, having really good linemen not be able to make your team all of a sudden.
And I ended up passing on edge players as well during my draft. And people were like, "What? You didn't get any edge." I'm like, there weren't anybody. The opportunity didn't present itself, and you can find those guys.
You can. You can recycle Curtis Marsh's of the world.
Right.
Too.
That's who I brought up. I'm like, they got Curtis Marsh for nothing.
And that very well could have been the comp pick.
Yeah.
Could have been an edge that you liked.
And you can get those guys cheap, veteran.
Probably out of the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't like we ignored the defense.
Kramer is the pick.
Yeah, I would take that for sure in the seventh round.
So, we got another. How do we have another pick here?
Yeah. How about that?
Okay. Well, now we can. I don't know what we want to take here.
I mean, I'd consider a special team safety. I mean, I don't think you're going to get an edge worth his salt. I don't think you'll get a tight end worth.
Teron Jackson's still there. He's got some.
Okay.
He got some ability.
Would you consider a 200 or 180 pound scat back type weapon return guy?
Potentially. I mean, this could be a situation where you feel that, hey, we got a slot guy here.
Oh yeah.
And
you're drafting two receivers, but that's okay.
Yeah, I just don't know which one. I don't know.
I was thinking a safety, just because of special teams reasons, your safety depth isn't great. They tend to kind of fall a little bit, too.
I don't love any of these names.
This is late in the draft.
Jamar Johnson out of Indiana, Brady Breeze out of Oregon, D'Angelo Amos out of Virginia, Reed Blankenship out of Middle Tennessee State, Mark Webb out of Georgia.
I got to say, this portion of the draft isn't exactly my specialty to begin with, but is there a name at any position that's
How about you throw in a developmental quarterback?
Okay.
You got K.J. Costello.
Okay.
Ian Book. Sam Eilinger. Any of those guys excite you?
I mean, they've all played, and they all have something to kind of like about them. I should remember his name, but there's another Stanford guy.
Yeah, he's gone.
I assume he's history, And I guess none of these guys would mean that Haskins can't make your team.
Right. You like to carry three.
One of them's
going to
be a special team or a practice squatter at some point. I don't know. Ian Book.
Davis Mills is the guy you're thinking of.
Yes. Yes. I need to remember that name.
You like Book there?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Book. He's 6'2", 210.
I know. That's why he's still there.
Yeah.
He's won a lot of games at a big program.
I mean, people were talking about K.J. Costello just before last season. He could potentially be a first-round draft pick.
I know. I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
And Eilinger's.
I mean, if Costello or Haskins hits it all for you, you more than made money on the deals. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, remember, too, you don't have any quarterbacks – under contract past
this. Rudolph might not be back.
Yeah, you might need a backup to her.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what's your preference there?
Costello.
Okay, Costello's the pick.
I think he has a higher upside if the two of them, if one of the two hits.
All right, so we filled in everything here. Here's what we ended up with. 24, we took this again with no trades.
No trades. It'd be a lot different with trade and no comp pick.
And no comp picks. We got Najee Harris at 24. Landon Dickerson, the center out of Alabama, at 55.
I would think you have a running game now.
James Hudson at 87.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't see him hardly at all in this rookie
year. He's playing some tight end for us.
Yeah, I mean, six guy. Yeah, maybe.
At 128, we took Monty Rice, the linebacker out of Georgia.
Okay.
At 141, Demomador Lenore, kind of a slot corner type out of Oregon. 217, took Mustafa Johnson, the defensive tackle out of Colorado.
So we didn't ignore defense.
We did not.
No.
225, we took Racy McMath, the wide receiver out of LSU.
That could hit.
Could hit.
Yeah.
244, we took Tommy Kramer, the guard out of Notre Dame. Again, I think that could
That's
be.
That's kind of a steal, in my opinion.
Yeah. And then we got KJ Costello. With our
we'll
last
see.
Pick. Yeah, we'll
Probably
see.
Probably ends a year on the practice squad. Yeah, and who sees?
It gives us a guy. We're going to bring in another camp arm anyways.
I mean, I don't think Josh Dobbs is going to be a theme, right?
No, he's a free agent.
He's a free agent. I don't think they bring him back.
You bring in somebody else and say, hey, maybe this guy got something.
Go to camp with those four.
Yeah.
See what happens. Hopefully have a preseason.
Because, we got a lot of picks here. You're talking with 2, 4, 6, 8. We made 9 picks.
That's how many they own right now.
And you're going to get 2 comp picks.
You're going to get 2
more. You're going to have 11 picks here.
They're going to trade a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, if they're on board with us at all about trading down from 24, that means you're going to be trading up a couple times throughout the draft.
Because you're not going to make, I don't know if you're going to make 11 picks.
No, I think they have more roster spots now than usual this time of year. But if the cap goes up a little bit, those spots start filling up real quick. And, we filled our major goal, though. We got those 3 spots, guys that we think could be foundational dudes that need positions. Najee Harris could be rookie of the year next year.
Oh, without a doubt,
You know what I mean? Like, he can go for 1,400 yards, and his team looks a lot different.
And catches the football. And
Right. I mean, like, all the dynasty stuff I do, he's been projected to the Steelers so much that if he goes to the Steelers at 24, he'll be the first rookie taken in dynasty in almost every draft before Jamar Chase or any of those guys that are top 10 picks. You know what I mean?
Because he's an immediate starter.
It's an ideal landing spot. The production lines up really, really well for a guy like that. You know, so.
Or even if he goes, if he goes to Miami.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other spot where he's been a lot rumored.
No doubt.
They like to run one guy. And
I might put a chip down on him as rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to get a lot of the action. And a lot of production.
And Dickerson would be on the all-rookie team as well, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, it changes the face. Those two have won some games at Bama, too. It changes the face of your organization going forward and your offense going forward. And you're telling the world what you want to do. Like, we want to pound your face a little bit and run the ball and with a high-quality five-star recruit.
Imagine
type
Dickerson next to Dotson.
I know, right.
Yeah.
I kind of like the sound
with
of that.
With the Castro on the other side.
Yeah, all of a sudden the interior is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
But that's our draft for today. We didn't make any trades. People have been asking us, hey, why don't you do a draft without making any trades?
That's a good suggestion.
We just did it.
Yeah.
So.
And we'd like it better if we did make trades.
Oh, absolutely. Because I like that from 30 to 70, there's a lot of guys I like.
And we may have gotten Harris at 30 if we would have taken that Bills trade.
Perhaps,
and we had a second rounder in our pocket next year.
Yeah. And I'd be just as happy with Javonte Williams.
Almost.
Yeah.
I mean, for the buck.
Right. Yeah.
If he costs a little less, which you would.
And I get a better tackle.
Yeah, exactly. Or we picked up an edge that we didn't expect or something like that. You know,
something along the line. So he is Matt Williamson. Cool. I'm Dale Lally. You've been listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We want to thank Jacob Recht for keeping us on the air. You can listen to Jacob on the weekends as well
here on
Steelers Nation Radio. Give that show a listen. He does a show with Shirtless Tom and Kellen. You can hear that show, again, every weekend. But that's going to do it for our shows today. So we thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.